But look, let's do that. Let's talk sports bet with Baron von Hoff. Felix, how are you doing, Felix?
Oh, sorry. It's just waking up after listening to that.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
That's how you're starting this section.
This is the guy who texted and called you a Neville.
This is unbelievable. Getting trolled by our corporate partners. It's a new low, but there we are. How are you, mate?
Good. I'm actually currently at the Australian Open. I've never stood behind a portal loop for so long waiting for you boys to jump on, but we're here. And I'll tell you what. After walking around with a nice little ground pass today, if you are selling white linen shirts in Melbourne, you may have a Gina Rinehart-looking bank account at the moment, because every second bloke is rolling around here with a beautiful white linen shirt. You think you try to make it a bit different, but it doesn't seem that way. It's white linen shirts out here in Melbourne. It's almost gone around a bit more than Omicron at the moment, I'd say.
Is there a kind of, you know, is it a bit like Wimbledon, you have to wear the right clothes? You know, is there like a T-shirt and
uniform,
shorts? Are you allowed in a T-shirt and shorts, or will that be frowned upon in the sort of strawberry area?
Well, you know, we are a convict colony, so we absolutely let anybody wear anything in here. And judging by some of the kids, there is absolutely no uniform dress code whatsoever.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, so let's talk about the matches that will be taking place. Got Medvedev versus Kyrgios. How do you see that one?
Yeah, well, that's the big one. So the interesting thing there with Kyrgios, so Kyrgios is paying around $4.90 at the moment, but he's taken six times the cash as we have on Medvedev. Now, obviously, he's a bit of a surprise packet. He's a showman. You don't know what he's going to be able to bring. But it's still surprising, $4.90 a bit out there. Medvedev is the favourite for the tournament. But I'm not too interested in the head-to-head. The one that I like, if you look back to Luke Brody, I think it was, that Kyrgios played last game. Now, he may not have the fitness right now coming off COVID, but his serve was unbelievable. He was not broken a single time in that match against Luke Brody, was Nick Kyrgios. And he's paying $4.50 to win the first two service games to 30 or 40. So he can't win 15, 40. Or he can't let it go to juice. But I think the way that he's serving at the moment, Medvedev's good enough to take a couple of points off the service game. But I think that $4.50, it's in the Sportsbet BYO range, so it's a bit hard to find. But when you get it there, I think that's the one to go to, because we know how unpredictable Nick Kyrgios is. But the only predictable thing about him is he's usually going to serve well. And I think that that's where he's going to have his advantage against Medvedev. So I'm going to go the $4.50 right now for him to win the first two service games at 30 or 40.
Before then, Baron von Hoff, we've got Murray and Daniel. What can people expect there?
Well, Murray, if Murray can get over, Murray's the best back by a long way in that one as well. But if he can get over the Sue coming from the crowd, which I believe he thought was a boo the last time he was out there.
Do you know
there,
what?
So
it's pretty great. I hate that celebration anyway. I'm not a massive Ronaldo fan.
It's terrible.
Can people stop? Stop doing it? Just stop doing, you know, like, fair enough when Ronaldo scores, do it. But let's not make this a universal thing. No, not at all. It's not right, let me tell you. I'm cross about it.
Mm. No, but there is a game actually as well that we might not have on the radar as well. It's a young girl named Madison Inglis who's coming up against the American Hayley Baptiste, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. But Baptiste, she's playing on the outside. So Madison Inglis is paying about $2. And I reckon that she's the one to go with there, because Baptiste has played about five games in the lead-up to this tournament. You match the fatigue. So if she's played five games in the lead-up, she's going to be well and truly fatigued. Madison Inglis is going to more than have the crowd behind her. I reckon that she's the one to go there by far. So I think the traders have got that price the wrong way around. I'm going to go with Inglis to win that one. So we could have two Aussie wins tonight, although I don't think the Kyrgios is going to be able to get over the line. Still well and truly a chance, according to the punters.
And who do we have in terms of markets for the man and the woman to take out the title?
Well, right now, Naomi Osaka is actually taking a fair bit of money. So I think that's more just because she started, she looks comfortable, all of that sort of stuff. Her injury, that's the big worry with Osaka is when she gets injured. But she is the favourite at the moment. We're holding by far the most money on Ash Barty, but that's just the way that Australians are. They're always going to go that way. And she did look good in her first game. In the men, it is, of course, we had a massive shake-up with Djokovic out. Medvedev's the best back. But Kyrgios, after that first round, I wouldn't advise betting on it, but he is taking quite a bit of money. So it's right now, it's Medvedev, Zverev, your usuals taking it in the men's. But yeah, a bit of interesting money for Osaka in the women's draw.
Good stuff, Baron. Anything else you want to cover? Big Bash, life itself, the floor is yours.
I'd have hours. If you had hours left, I'd cover life itself. But the women's Ashes does kick off as well. I believe tonight they're going in the T20 format to kick it off as well. Seven games they have across that, a few T20s, one test at the end, but the Aussies obviously absolutely backed across the map. The one bet that I like in that one is for the Aussies to win all seven of the contests at around $8. That's where you're seeing a bit of cash as well. So the Aussies are out in force. Hopefully we can get two wins tonight. The girls can take care of it. in the Ashes, and we're all looking good.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks, boys.